Okay, welcome back to the Sneak Chronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, back for a new series, series three. And with me, I've got a new co-host, right? Because I go through co-hosts like hot dinners. I was going to go really weird with that, but I'm not going to. I have got with me Nicole, aka Miss Eves.
Yeah.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
And for those that might follow Miss Eves, it's not Eve, is it? Like, we've established this.
It's not Eve, it's Nicole. It's just Nicole.
It's just Nicole.
Don't make That's it longer cool. than it needs to be.
So yeah, back with another series. Shout out first of all to everybody who constantly pesters me. Where's the podcast? I want to listen to it when I go for a run. I want to listen to it when I want to go to work in the car. Personally, I always think people want to listen to it because I want to go to sleep. But do you know what I mean? That's just how it is. And yeah, so a little bit, we're going to do similar sort of format. You're going to hear in the background though, because we have changed. We are not going to do it on Zoom. We're not going to just do it in the kitchen. We are down at Leeds Brew Society. So for those of you that come to the meets, that's where we're doing it. And we have hired out the back room to do podcasts. So that is where we're going to be. So in the future, we might do live podcasts. We might get guests down. So just keep tuned to what we're doing week in, week out, me and Nicole. And then you can maybe come in and get involved a little bit. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. Sounds good with me.
Are you a little bit nervous?
I am.
So nervous.
This is why I'm like guzzling the wine. I'll be fine.
Yeah, we got after this. So wine. Nicole's got a glass of nutty wine. Is that?
Yeah, it's red, but it really doesn't smell that great. Tastes amazing. Smells terrible.
Whereas I've gone for a North Brewery pint of beer because it smells amazing and it tastes amazing. Obviously, and a few people, like I say, have been asking where the podcast has been. Not to labour over it too long, but over summer, I always have a break. And last summer, just a few more things happened in personal life. So my personal life, Tess's personal life. I moved house, as most of you are all aware, because you keep crying about the change in the fireplace, that the fireplace in the new place isn't good. Yes, I know the fireplace isn't as good as the old one, but I can't just stay in a house because it's got a nice fireplace, right? So that's that. And then it must have been, I'm just trying to think, June, was it? So I remember I was thinking, right, I'm going to bring the podcast back. I might bring it back about after summer holidays, which is where we are in September. I was like, who could I get to come and do the podcast with me? And then sliding into my DMs was Nicole with a voice note going, well, because you do a blog anyway, right?
Yeah.
And you want to do more podcasts and create more content.
Yeah, but I'm too shy.
But you're too shy.
On my own. I wouldn't know what to talk about.
Talk about shoes?
Yeah, on my own. Like, hi guys, welcome to... It's not me.
I don't think I could... Do people do podcasts on their own?
It's like a vlog then, isn't it, I guess?
I don't listen to podcasts that where people just do it on their own.
Yeah.
Just, for me, people doing twos or threes or guests in or something like that.
Yeah, and I did just being on my own.
I think a podcast on your own is very self-indulgent, to
be honest. And who cares, you
know? Yeah.
Just me.
So it was just like perfect opportunity. So obviously we've had a chat. Mm-hmm. Obviously I've known Nicole for years, like through events and things like that. But the weird thing, although yes, we're into trainers, and that's kind of how we know each other, mm-hmm. I feel like we connect more over cars. Right?
Yeah, literally.
We almost should do a car podcast, right?
Do you know what? Maybe let's switch it up. That's it.
We're not going to talk about trainers. We're going to talk about cars. And that's probably, I'd say, that's probably what we've kind of click about and talk about. Yeah. Like, I'm always posting up pictures of cars. You post up pictures of, like, nice old Mercedes or BMWs or Porsches.
You message me, mock me about my car. I message you, tell you that your car's shit.
My car, like, all right, I drive a Toyota Yaris, right? But you don't have to... It's a bit harsh calling it shit.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It's not for me.
Do you know what I like about my car? And we are. This is a training podcast. We're not turning into cars. Mm. I like it flies under the radar. Like nobody knows what it is.
That's what I mean.
So then
you don't get a car to fly under the radar. You get the train.
But here's an interesting thing. It's like trainers. Do you buy trainers to show off or trainers? Maybe that's a podcast for the future, right? Because that's
maybe
not.
We can discuss this one.
We're jumping ahead of ourselves here. This is not what we were actually coming here to talk about today. Obviously me and Nicole have been talking about what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. Obviously, like, summer's always super busy for me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've been flying away, talking up your tan and stuff like that, as we see on Instagram constantly. And then, so yeah, here we are, episode one, series three, and we're going to run it probably to Christmas as much as possible. Like I always say, I will try to do a weekly podcast, but depending on life and situations, sometimes we might have to skip weeks, but the idea is to get a constant Thursday morning drop for you all to listen to, fall asleep to, go for a jog, whatever.
Exactly.
So there we go. So what I thought is we're going to do similar kind of things to before. We're going to have news sections. Mm-hmm. We're going to have like a feature. We're going to talk about this week's releases. But I'm going to squash all that. And first off, we're going to go straight into... Hi, Nicole.
Here we
because,
go.
And obviously, a lot of people listen to the podcast and know my story, but I want you to tell the listeners, like, how... So, trainers, right? Mm. Obviously, you don't need to give your age, but you are quite a bit younger than me.
Yes.
If you want to give your age... Ooh, that's a tough one. Ooh, you put me on the spot there.
I don't know about that one.
Nicole's in her 20s, right? We'll just say like that, right? And I'm in my 40s. I'm only 40 though, so I'm not too old.
Like double my age.
Double your age? What?
No. My maths is not great, but we'll say that.
We'll say that, right.
Okay.
Double my age.
Yeah.
So I'm double Nicole's age, but not really, right? Not really. So let's go right to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
How have you got into this scene? So what was it that sparked the interest of trainers, I guess?
I think like, it probably goes back to just growing up, if I'm honest, because I'm the firstborn. My parents clearly wanted a boy first.
Right, okay.
They didn't get that, they got me.
Right.
So from like two, I was like racing motorbikes, I was playing football, I dressed like, I need to find a picture. Do you know what, I'm going to find the pictures.
Right, okay.
Because you will die. Like,
right.
You will absolutely die. And I was obviously in trainers all the time, like my first pair of trainers, if you like follow me on Instagram, you'll know, was a pair of Cortez. Obsessed with Cortez.
So I know you're obsessed with Cortez, but I didn't know where it came from. So.
And it was literally, do you know what it was back in the day? And it's obviously just like to be cheap, basically. Like you're playing outside, my mum wanted to get me cheap trainers. We'd go to Sports Direct, and I remember like, remember when Sports Direct had like the big stands in the middle and like trainers all wrapped around them?
I've got a confession here, right? Because back in the day, I used to work in Sports Direct.
Oh, okay.
So the sports soccer in, it was sports soccer back then.
Oh, that's...
Up in the St. John's Centre in Leeds.
Right.
So which was the sports... Which, where,
I'm talking about Huddersfield.
Huddersfield.
Right. I'm from Huddersfield.
Right, okay. So.
Yeah.
Right.
So my mum would obviously get them. And these were, like, I'd get like the Velcro Nike Cortez. And it was literally just to like beat them up, like to play out in. Obviously I had an older uncle. He wasn't much older than me. And like I was like his little sister. He'd always... buy me trainers, and I, do you know what, it probably started when I was like junior school, and like my uncle bought me a pair of Nike Shocks, and I was I was a loser at school, like legit, like I had glasses, like not saying that people with glasses are losers,
I know what you mean,
but do you know what I mean? I was a geeky kid, I was so quiet, I was so shy, and I remember one day I went to school in these shocks, and everyone was like, oh my god, they wanted to play with me, everyone was like, you can play with us,
no. Right, you're now the cool kid.
So then I was like, maybe this is my entry into like the cool kid world.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've just carried on ever since, to be
right.
fair. Spying trainers, hoping for the best.
And so going up through like high school, what would have been your shoes of choice like?
I definitely went through like an era of like not wearing trainers. You know, like every girl does when you want to be really girly. Remember Dolly shoes? That was, oh god, it makes me feel sick thinking about it now.
I had a conversation with somebody today and the word Toms came up and I was like, oh my god, what happened
Toms,
there?
How are they even?
Oh my god.
Like, how are they safe?
I don't know. How are they still here? Right?
Anyway.
This is a long time ago. But yeah, we all have our regrets.
So. Exactly. But like when I remember starting high school and it was like Nike Air Max ones.
Oh, right,
do you know
okay.
what? Funny story. I had a black and pink pair of Nike Air Max ones, and I probably wore them for the year and I got told off because they had pink on them, and it was all black only. Like we was allowed to wear trainers, but they had to be all black.
Oh, like triple blacks.
Yeah.
Right.
And I gave them to my grandma, who, if anyone again follows on Instagram, will see how much of a trainer obsessed my grandma is.
Nana Eves. Nana Eves is the best
literally,
grandma on Instagram.
Honestly, like she hypes over trainers more than I do. She's like, what am I getting this week, Nicole? And I'm like, nothing. Calm down. And I gave her the trainers and she still got them now. To this day, they probably look newer than they did when I got them.
No way.
Like, honestly, she takes care of trainers like no one else. Because she always says, like, this is where I get it from. She's like, you're fit, your outfit like starts from the bottom up. So if you've got shit trainers, give up, go home, don't get out of bed.
So this is, without taking over, but going back to the car analogy, right? Mm. You can have the best car in the world, you can have the nicest Porsche, the nicest Ferrari, whatever it is. You put on some rubbish alloy wheels, right? And it destroys the car, right? But you could have like an old clapped out kind of rat look, old school, like Beetle, right? Or something like that. You put on some great alloy wheels and all of a sudden, it looks like that. Exactly. Whereas, so alloy wheels for cars is shoes for people for me. They make the outfit.
Yeah.
For me.
No, for not, me, because you know what I hate more than anything? You know when you get a nice car and it's just got like ridiculously small alloys and they're just big chunky tyres?
Yeah.
Like people yeah, don't like, fit. Like the poverty spec one.
Yeah, poverty spec.
It's like just don't get that car.
Yeah.
Just don't get that car.
Just don't get it.
It makes me feel sick. So yeah, bottom up.
Bottom up.
Always.
And that's still all the way from
I think
today.
That's just everything in life, isn't it? Oh. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. I mean, I'm taking it steady today, right?
Clearly not.
So then through high school, so obviously you've gone through that phase, then into adulthood, I guess, working. Is there anything that particularly stood out? Like what's got you to where you are now? So what are you into now, I guess? And what's been your journey to get to that, do you think?
You're killing off my next blog post.
Oh,
I talk about all this in my next blog post.
Oh,
so
that's
blog,
good. Yeah, yeah.
Read my next blog. I'm going to be saying the same thing, but read my next blog. Like, share and subscribe.
What is it? Is it missives.com or something?
Yeah, missives.com, double S on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, so obviously I went into like radio after uni. And right, I know that I'm going on a tangent, but I'm bringing it back.
No, this is cool because I don't know this.
Okay,
so
got a university degree, broadcast journalism, worked in radio and TV for like a year. I'm absolutely killing my next blog post here.
Right.
I don't even need to write it at this point. And this is where I realised like I'd have to wear like a shirt and like trousers and like shoes. And I remember just being a bit depressed because I was like, this is not me. Like, you know when you've got like an alter ego and like my entire life, like school, I'd be one kid and then at home I'd be another kid. And I was like, I can't take this into adult life.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I remember one day I wore Vans to the radio station and they were like, it's not appropriate, office attire. And I was like, fuck this. I've had enough. I can't do this anymore. Like,
so you quit a job because of shoes?
I was like, you know what, I'm not even dressing how I am.
Yeah.
And obviously at the time, I'd only probably done it for like a year out of uni. And I came across a job at Size. I feel like that's where most people know me from. Size.
That's where we...
Literally, that's where like events at Size and stuff. Obviously worked there for the last 5 years. And started in like a bit of a PR role. And to be honest, like when I first started at Size, I had knowledge of trainers, like 100%, but not like... I look back now and I'm like, oh my God. Like I remember the first week of me starting there, they literally gave me like picture cards and had to match them to like descriptions of the shoe. And I was like, what the hell? What is this? Like, because obviously everyone knows like an Air Max and like shocks and
contrails,
but then some of them I was like, it's just gibberish. Do you know what I mean? And especially all like the Adidas ones. Like, come on, like, we know.
So,
you're the Adidas.
With Adidas. Whoa! Did you just say that? Right? I couldn't take that far. But going back to, because I actually skipped a little bit that and you just reminded me, this is one of the reasons why I got Nicole, or we decided to do it together, should I say, because what we're into is so different, right? Okay. So then, like, I'm the Adidas, and don't get me wrong, I like the odd night, the Air Max, the odd Dunk, and things like that. But I'm mainly Adidas, right? Most people know me for Adidas.
Yeah.
Whereas, you're the other way around, whereas not much Adidas.
Like people at Adidas will literally say to me, like, if I put like up on my Instagram story wearing a pair of Adidas, they'll be like, who paid you?
Oh, right, really?
Who paid you today? Or like, even like at Reebok, they'll be like, you're a Nike girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've got to be honest, this is going full off tangent. This last year and a half, don't get me wrong, Nike is definitely my favourite brand, but Puma.
I've noticed this on your post.
I love. And Vans, I'm wearing Vans right now.
Cool.
Nike,
I didn't clock.
Puma.
How bad? I didn't even look at what you're feeling.
I haven't looked at what you're wearing. Probably Adidas.
I've got some. I've got some. So these are Adidas Silver Birch.
See, this is what I mean.
So do you know Robert Brooks? Do you know Brooksy?
No.
So
I'm bad with names, so maybe so a face, I'd probably, I don't know.
A friend of mine, Robert Brooks, designed these with Gary. So these are some Adidas.
They do look a bit familiar, and I do Silver like the Birch. the sock match. Like the
my sock combinations are well documented.
I need to get better at that, because I'm just a white sock girl.
Sometimes a white sock.
But I'm mine are like Michael Jackson socks. They're just plain white socks. It's not even like a Nike sock. It's not like a...
Sometimes
it's a stance on, but they're very thick.
Yeah, you don't.
And I like size down in trainers all the time.
And it's red hot in here. It's red hot today. You don't want thick socks on today, do you? No, oh my God. Nowhere near. So, but I feel I went off on a bit of a...
We've gone far.
Right, so... I don't know where we were. So you were working at size and you were matching up Adidas shoes that you never even...
And it kind of just grew from there. Like, I worked my way around the business, obviously, into the role that I lasted, like my account role, which was obviously managing like brand accounts. In the end, I was obviously managing like Nike, Puma, Vans. Yeah. So over the years, obviously I was there 5 years, so it's kind of like the knowledge like just grew. And obviously I had more access to be able to get trainers that I liked. So yeah, it grew from there. I do like the hype stuff. I'm not gonna lie, like I do have the Travis's. When Yeezy was a thing, I was obsessed with Yeezy.
Yeah.
But I do like the classics, like Air Max One, like Cortez. I do love the shocks, but I'm also 5'8". Do you know what I mean?
About my height then. What are you laughing at? You're the 5'8". You must be.
You know what? You're one of those guys. You're the problem.
What? Guys like I'm the problem.
Because the guys like you sell women dreams, because you'll be like,
Hang on a second.
You'll be like, I'm 5'8", and you're barely hitting like 5'7".
What? You're 5'9". You're
definitely not.
You're trying to be little, and you're not. You're a giant.
Even
see the picture that's coming out. That's going to accommodate this podcast.
You've just made me very big, and I'm not that big.
It wasn't me. Shout out Wavy TMJ, Tess.
Thanks for making me so big.
She did the edit for the thing. So I've got a question. Do you think, and it's hard because it's quite retrospective and it's an if, but if it wasn't for the size thing, do you think you'd have gone along this path and gone down this wormhole? Because let's be honest, it's a wormhole, isn't it?
Yeah.
And anybody that's listening to this podcast, unless you've somehow accidentally stumbled across it because of the Liam Gallagher title, right, we're all down a wormhole.
Yeah, and for sure.
Was that something that would have happened anyway, do you think?
I think like I'd have always had like a passion for like streetwear and trainers. Like it's always been, I've always dressed like a boy. Like right, my mum says it all the time, like, why don't you dress more like a girl? And I'm like, it's just not me. But shout out to my days when I used to think I was Eminem. Anyone that knew me in junior school, I'm going to find these pictures and send them to you.
Oh my God,
you will die.
Please do.
I literally just always wear like hats and hoodies. I've always been a boy.
Right.
And I've lost my tangent. Where was I again? This is Eminem. I shouldn't do this podcast. Because I'm like...
No, you're saying about... Well,
yeah,
how
if I'd gone down the wormhole.
Yeah.
I'd have probably definitely continued to like be passionate about it. But like if I'd have gone into a... I don't think I'd have taken it as... I probably wouldn't have started collecting.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like my problem... You know when I started collecting... When I found out about the Nike outlets. Do you remember back in the day when Nike outlets used to be good? And you could go and get like amazing trainers for literally half the price.
De La Soul Dunks for 25 quid. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, those days.
Yeah.
You could pick up a pair of Air Force Ones for like £40.
For nothing, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like that anymore because everyone cottoned on. But that's like, it got to a point. Oh my God, do you know what? My video's not even recording. I do not have enough iPhone storage. So we're just going to see you.
So it's fine. What's happened here, people, is we've tried recording ourselves. Because obviously I'm not social media savvy, but I'm not that much. And Nicole's like, oh, should we do TikTok and stuff? I was like, okay, then we'll record ourselves and then you can do the TikToks and then clip little bits together and stuff like that, but you don't have any storage.
No, maybe I'll try again.
What's down with that? We're keeping this bit in, by the way.
Yeah,
so.
I was just going to say, I literally bought more iCloud storage the other day.
Oh, no way.
So why is it playing me like
this? I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, moving on.
We were talking about like, the outlets and how...
Yeah.
So for me, here's a weird thing, is that because I am a little bit older, I never did the outlet stuff because I was all... When the Nike outlets were doing stuff like that, I was old and earning. Yeah. So I didn't have, I didn't feel the need to have to go to outlets, yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. So I've never...
I was like opposite.
Yeah, but if I was younger,
yeah,
then, or if I was like going through uni or college or stuff like that, yeah, and you just don't have the disposable,
yeah, literally,
then you would go to things like that. And
yeah,
and even now, I'm not going to lie, I do it for the kids, for like school trainers and stuff. Why do we need, they don't need, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, they have banging trainers for like when we go to like meals or we go on days out or whatever it is, but... If you just want like a cheap pair,
exactly.
But yeah, you're right. It was different, isn't it?
But back in the day, you could pick up some decent trainers.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's where I was like, that's where I started like collecting shoes.
Right.
And then obviously, as I started to learn more at size, and obviously earn more money as well, I was able to start like collecting like proper trainers that I actually really like.
And then you make connections, don't you?
Exactly.
With brands, with people, with other, whoever it might be, like you want a certain shoe, like we all know, and I get it, and we're going to go on to a hype piece, a pair of shoes, like in a little bit when we start talking about what's coming out this week, but once you start knowing where things come from and you understand the mechanics behind it all, you can kind of not completely bypass it, because we still all take the odd L, right? There's some times where we just can't get that one shoe that we all, no matter what it is, like, no matter who you know, you might know the lead person, like, the offsprings, the sizes in the shops, and they can't just hook you up for a pair of whatever it is, so. Yeah. But yeah, you do kind of learn the mechanics about how to, because ultimately, it's weird, it's product, but, and you want it for product, and you might want it for the flex, or you might want it just because, there's a little bit, it's like, I always think of it like Pokemon cards. I've got that card that you've not got.
Yeah.
Right? And that's... It's not quite the same because there's just so many of these cards, right? So even if you want a size Cordoba, there's 2,020 pairs.
Yeah.
So it's not too rare, but it's rare enough that not everybody can have it. It's just that balance. So you kind of learn what you can and can't get.
I feel like everyone goes through that stage, though. Like, I went through it where, like, every hype drop I was buying, like, everything, because I wanted, and it wasn't even that I wanted it, it was just to have it.
Yeah.
And this, literally, I've got trainers sat on my shelf now, you know, like the Jordan 4, the Canyon purple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't even think, like, I've opened the box maybe once.
Really?
I don't even like purple.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I was like, it's not doing, I'm going to turn my video off, we're not doing video. Yeah, I've not even got them out of the box.
Right.
And it was kind of like, you know, like the Sakais, you know, when all the Sakais came back, and the waffle ones, it was massive.
What was that, vape waffle or something?
I got every colourway. Right. But again, massive, massive soap, probably made me about 6'2". Did I wear them? Did I help?
They sat
on my shelf.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what, I need to sell them because they're literally collecting dust.
Yeah.
But I feel like now I'm a bit older, it's got to a point where, like, I definitely enjoy trainers. If there's something I like, I'll definitely try and like get them, but I'm not like just getting them for the sake of it anymore. Like, I wear what I like.
Yeah, and I think we all go through that phase. I certainly went through the phase where I was like, I need to have it, and then I think, did I need to have it?
Yeah.
And then you kind of, without trying, I don't want to sound condescending, but as you get older, you kind of learn what you can and can't. So when all those, because I'm into, like, I like the hype stuff as well, and I like general trainer culture, so obviously, I'm massive into Adidas is what I generally wear, obviously, and the Air Max, especially Air Max 1s, I'm into Air Max 1s, and SB Dunks, because SB Dunks have just been a thing since SB Dunks came out for me, because that's when I started collecting, was what SB Dunk era, when I clicked onto what special trainers were. So before, I'd always got like Foot Locker and JD and All Sports and places like this. But it was SB Dunks that showed me about a different side to the culture, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you go mad for it, and then you learn, actually, I don't need that. I don't need...
Yeah.
Excuse me, this lager's making me a bit gassy. And then most people do come out the other side of it and go, all right, well, actually, I'm just going to calm it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And as well, I feel like, I don't know if it's the same for you, but over the last few years, like 2020 lockdown 1.0, when we were having money thrown at us and we couldn't spend it,
literally,
people were just buying trainers because I counted up in 2020, right? This is almost absurd. I did like a photo of every shoe I got, and I could bury myself in all the shoes I got. I had like 54 pairs in a year. I was like, oops, that was. But because like end of month payday, it was like, oh, I've still got like hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
And all right, I could have saved it, but we're only here once, right?
Now
so I'm like, yeah. I'm not wearing it because it's just sat in a box. So to the point where I think I've bought 2 pairs of trainers this year. Maybe not even 2 pairs of trainers, actually.
Wow.
I know.
Do you know what I find though? And I was thinking about this the other day because I was speaking to someone and we were just talking about things. Like, oh my God, how many pairs of trainers have you got? And I told them. And I was like, how many pairs of trainers have you got? And he was like, probably like 12. And I was like, as in all together or is that the rotation? And they were like, wow, you're a prick.
Yeah.
But like, genuinely, I have a lot. But then there probably is like 5 that I just wear. And that's it.
Oh, I've got.
And
so,
I just rotate them.
Yeah, I have. So everything goes back in a box. Pretty much almost everything goes back in a box.
Yeah.
But then there are certain pairs that never go back in the box. I can tell you what they are. So the Country OGs, shout out 7 Store, that sent me them early on this year, because they're the Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley shoe. And I just thought, one, that is just classic.
Yeah.
Two, the beat up in Beverly Hills Cop, so I want to beat them up a little bit. And the leather, so they're good for walking like my daughter down to school. And probably same for all these pairs that I'm going to... Adidas Special Burndoms, they're just a white leather shoe. Mm-hmm. They're my gig shoe, so any gigs I go to, especially if they're in fields, that's what I'm wearing. Elephant Dunk SBs, they've never gone back in the box. They are disgusting. Oh. And they just get like, go and put the washing out. Do you like when you don't put your feet in properly, you've got no socks on, and you stand on the back of them.
That's that shoe.
Honestly, and there's about 5 of them. And the rest just get rotated around. But yeah, I feel like as you go, like we said, as you go through life, as you go through trainer, I don't know what you call it, your trainer experience. Or your trainer journey, Trainer journeys with Nicole Leaves. That sounds like you could do
like an
audio book.
Oh my God, I should.
Trainer journeys with Nicole Leaves. And you could just...
There'd be like music in the background. Oh,
yeah. Wales talking or whatever it is, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think as you come out of that, you learn a little bit about yourself as well, what you're into. And also like not to go like chasing after things because everybody on Instagram is chasing after it. Classic for me this year, big bubble shoes. I'm Air Max 1, right? I love them. There's something that irks me about the shape of the big bubble.
Yeah.
So I never even went... Everyone was going on about it. And here's where I kind of think... I don't want to say... I don't know how I'd describe it, but... Everyone was going on about the big bubble and the original and all this kind of narrative. But I was like, I've been in this training game for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And this has never come up before. Mm. Like... All right, it's kind of known about, but it's not really. Nobody harks on about the past and this big bubble from 1986 because no one really remembers it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're like a dedicated Air Max 1 enthusiast, right? Yeah, so we're talking about the 1% people, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Marshall M's, the Van Wiljamses of the world, and the Soul Loves and people like that. And I'm seeing people going, oh, yeah, and I'm like,
Yeah.
How are you even... You've like been brought on by the story. Don't get me wrong, we love a good story. We love, because that's the reason why we're into it. Because if it was just the product, how would you ever connect to it?
Yeah, exactly. You need to like...
You need the story, but then I think sometimes it gives people false nostalgia.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, you remember, you don't remember because it was 1986 and you weren't even born. So
exactly.
How do you even know
exactly,
about that,
yeah.
Right? So I guess that's when you go, you kind of go through a cycle, and I think... Like where you are, where I am, is we know what we like.
Yeah.
We know what we don't like. We know what we like. There's a lot of stuff I appreciate that I would never wear myself.
Oh my God,
so, so there's stuff that comes out, and again, there's a pair coming up in what's been released this week that I appreciate, but if I wore this pair of shoes, oh my God, I don't know what I'd have to walk around with a carry bag on my head or something like that. And probably similar for you with the other pair of shoes that we're going to go into. So anything else we need to know about Nicole Leaves? Obviously, you've slid in the blog. I like that. I mean, I'm all for like just...
going to push it every single podcast.
Every single podcast.
I might just line up a blog post for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Get the viewers.
Yeah.
No, I think you've got it all, to be fair.
So if I said, and we haven't rehearsed this, so I apologise if I just put you on the spot here.
No, I've studied the notes for this podcast.
Top three pairs in your rotation, right? You've got three, but you're going on holiday. You're going somewhere nice. You're going somewhere like, I don't know, you're off to Rome for the weekend mm-hmm. with one of the girls mm-hmm. or one of the boys or whoever it might be. And you're going to wear, you got three pairs of trainers to chuck in there.
Wow.
What you're taking out of your rotation.
Can I say, first of all, that's bad. I literally just came back from holiday and I had a suitcase of trainers.
Right, okay.
And it definitely wasn't three. It was a full suitcase.
Right, okay. So, is this LA?
Yeah. Right, okay. So this is, and to be honest, I took them all, and I probably wore like three.
All right, so here we go. Do you want to go with those three?
So, okay, I'll just do the three that I wore my last trip, and that probably would take. So, I took my Travis Scott's, the Dunks, the olive ones.
Lows, yeah.
Yeah, the lows. Nice.
I like them.
I do like them. Do you know what? I'll be honest with those. I'm very annoyed because I'm UK 5, 5.5.
Okay.
Could have really sized down to 4.5.
Really?
Because they're so big and they're so beaten up now at the front. You know, like, because this can be another podcast, but like, I hate a crease. I hate a worn looking shoe. Not even just to be like superficial. Like, I like just everything in life. Like,
are you fat Joe, like licking soles and stuff like that? Do you know, like crisp white on white?
Yeah, I like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, once my Air Force have got to a certain point, my mum wears them.
Right, okay. Or your grandma.
Oh, my grandma. I like them crisp. And my Travis Scott's are now not. And I also wore them on the beach. So they're just full of sand.
Oh, right, okay.
So that was one. My second one was the Cortez, the Unions.
Yeah.
Because this summer I've been very bright, which is unlike me.
Why are you usually, are you basic?
I'm normally quite like a, were you just going to call me a basic bitch?
I was not going to say that. I was like, is it going to be basic, kind of?
Well, no. We don't, right. Me and basic, we don't need to put those two in the same sentence.
Alright, okay, we'll go with that.
No, I think normally I'm quite just like neutral. Right. Whereas this summer it was very like lime and like pink and whatever, and they matched very well. And then my Jordan 3s, I don't know where this latest obsession with Jordan 3s has come from.
Which Jordan 3s?
I don't even know what they're called, but the ones with the green. I love green, like green's my favourite colour.
Oh, yeah.
Which one's that? What are they even called?
I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, I can never, and every time I talk about them, I'm like, you know the green Jordan 3s?
Because I saw when you put them up, right, I remember, and I was like, oh, are they the Jordan 4 SBs, but they weren't?
Do you know what? So when the Jordan 4 SBs came out, so the Jordan 3, it says white, varsity, red. Where's the red on them, though? Oh, no, they're called Lucky Green. That's what they're called. The Jordan 3 Lucky Green.
Ah, okay, I got it.
But yeah, the SBs, I was going to buy those, but funnily enough, I'd held a pair of the Seafoam.
Okay.
And I wasn't planning to buy two pairs of trainers that month. So it was like...
Ooh, so do we have a one per month restriction?
No, but this month I was like, I need to just chill. Because it was getting to the point, it was like every... I think I'd like bought the Travis's not too long before. And... Yeah, I'm really regretting not getting the John of Four SBs. Because I probably wore the Seafoam, like... Do you know why I bought the Seafoam?
Go on.
For that green skirt. And you'll know which green skirt I mean, because it's all over my Instagram. That, like, khaki-coloured skirt.
Awkward. I don't actually know what green skirt you're talking about. But I literally bought
them trainers to go with that skirt, and I've probably worn them with that skirt, like, twice.
Right.
So I'm quite annoyed. Because that green, the... SB, that's my favourite green.
Is even. So we've got your olive Jordan 1s, your Cortez Unions. And your Seafoam Jordan 3s.
No, the Jordan 3.
Lucky Green, sorry. Yeah. Lucky Greens.
So that's me. What's yours?
Oh my God, that's not.
Here we go.
This is a
podcast.
This is a this is a podcast all about Nicole. So
I know this is like being interviewing Nicole.
Yeah.
Get to know Nicole.
Well, people need to know, that's why, like, who Nicole is.
Yeah.
Hang on, my phone's just doing something weird. What's going on there?
I know, there's been a lot of movement on the table for the last... It was making me quite anxious. You was moving the laptop around, moving the phones. Is this phone recording us now? Who knows?
Yeah, it is. Because you've got no iCloud space, right?
No, apparently not. Well, it says iPhone storage, but... Yeah, go on, what's yours? Quick fire.
Oh, my God.
Because mine was not quick fire.
Top three is going to be, in no particular order, the shoes I've gotten today, Adidas Silver Birch. I just love these shoes. Again, because obviously Brooksy, somebody I know, mm-hmm. kind of designed them. Obviously, Spezial. And some people know this story, but I got sent these by mistake so you know they do like seasons in Spezial?
Mm-hmm.
So they sent the drop for like spring, summer, whatever year it was, somebody will say and go, oh, Danny, it was 2018.
Mm.
And then in the box was these. And I was like,
wow.
So I was like, Gary, what are these blue runners? Because these are epic. He went, what, which blue runners? So I sent him a picture, went, you ain't seen them. I was like, right, okay. And then they came out like a few months later. I was like, oh, so that was like a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
I do love my size Adidas Cordobas,
mm-hmm.
Just colour. I just think they're because I'm Adidas, but I'm not a typical casual, right? So, because I'll be like cargos, hoodies, rather than, you know, like denim, Stone Island, right?
Yeah, you're not like a true Adidas.
I'm not a true casual, football like hooligan. Mm. No. And then third pair, I don't know. It could be maybe my No Walls Needed that I went to Berlin, excuse me. It's really fizzing me up, this.
Mm.
So me and Lance went to Berlin and did with Mark from Overkill.
Okay.
Went to the activation of the No Walls Needed, so flew over there, had 2 days in Berlin.
Mm.
So much was drunk, so much was eaten. And it's the box, I don't know if you've seen it, it's like part of the Berlin Wall, and the box opens like this.
I think I have actually seen this.
And you get two pairs of shoes,
mm-hmm.
so there's four shoes in the box.
Okay.
And it was still only like €160 and for two pairs of shoes. Like exclusive.
Yeah.
It was mad. So I'll probably go with those three, maybe. But then I don't know, because then there's like so many, like my Travis Scott dunks, I love them.
Mm.
My Purple Lobster dunks, I love them. Like someone's got the hand dryer on in the background, like, what's going on?
Should we just tell them, like, to stop?
It's fine.
We're
cool. We're cool. If you hear anybody in the hand dryer in the back, it's not me or Nicole.
We're not in the bathroom.
No, we're
not
in the bathroom.
Recording in the bathroom. If there's one pair that I'm going to do it to you, because you just spun one on me. Is the one pair in your collection, doesn't have to be like an old pair or anything special, just one where you're like, you know what, like, I wish I could just get a fresh pair of those.
If it was a pair that I could constantly get a refresh on, so I could get it, wear it, and then get another pair, wear it, and then just constantly do it, it would be my LG1 Specials, because they are just unwearable. They are cream, like, and obviously cream suede with a cream sole, you cannot wear that. Any fleck of dirt shows up on them.
Yeah.
So to the fat point where I've only worn them once. I went to my birthday party last year, and when I say birthday party, birthday meal, like with my family and stuff. I've worn them for like photo shoots, like slid them on.
Yeah.
Slipped them on in the garden the other day because obviously LG2 is coming out this week. Yeah. That would be the pair, I think.
Hear it.
Which is quite apt because I think we should move on to this week's releases.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I'm looking at the boxes in the corner.
I know. So, we're going to do this every single week, so we're going to do what releases have caught mine and Nicole's eye this week. And to be honest, I've looked through, and well, we've both had a look through. I think this week's a little bit weak, you know.
Mm.
Like, looked at the launches, looked at any like general release stuff coming out, and there's not too many things where I think, oh,
I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, it's a funny week, isn't it?
It is
a funny week. But, so what I've done, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is I have brought down the LG2 that will be releasing on Friday, the 8th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So we're filming this on the 6th, should be coming out on the 7th, and the shoes are coming out on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've not seen my review over on YouTube, then why are you even listening to my podcast? Because they're not dedicated. But my good videos do... About 1,000 in 24 hours, I get 1,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up this Tuesday morning after, and it was on over 3,000 views.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like,
growing.
Yeah. I'll be able to buy a house off the LG, off the ad revenue from YouTube on this. So I brought them down today to show Nicole. So you get to in-hand, we won't be able to do this many times, or you get an in-hand look.
We should try.
And we are running out of people, and like I said before, we might do like an audience with get people down and try and bring product as well when we can. It might not always be possible. I've had a couple of conversations. It might be doable for some things, not for everything. Mm-hmm. But for now, and I know you would all love to be here looking at the LGs before the release, and you're probably very envious of Nicole. I almost know what you're going to say, but I'm going to hand you this.
Be precious with
it. Don't drop the red wine on the shoes. So we've got the LG 2 releasing this week.
In my hand right now. So right, okay. Shall I give you my little review?
Yeah.
Fabric, I'm here for.
Yep.
This, like, the front, the toe box, I like it. I like the shape. I love the green.
Okay.
It's the back that lets me down. It gives me, like, Slazenger.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
And that's the end of Nicole for the Sea Crimes podcast.
Next podcast. Anyway, I've got a new guest.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know, because it's just so thin. I'm not an Adidas girl anyway.
And I know you're not an Adidas girl, but this is why, again, like we've already said, this is why it's good, because if I'd have done it with other people who was my age into the same kind of things, it's just a love fest, right? And it's important to have, because not everything's for everybody. Do you know, the best thing in, and life in general, is that we're all different, and we've got to celebrate why people are different and why we're into different things. You can't all like it. Obviously, I'm completely biased. You've seen the review. Anything with Liam's face on it pretty much has got me already, because, like, definitely maybe, 1994, we've just clicked over 29 years of it, 30 years of definitely maybe next year, 10 years of Adidas Spezial next year as well, so come on. Do something around that if you want. I was just heading into high school, 1994. Definitely Maybe came out. Wow. Bought it with my own pocket money. The first album I bought with my own money. So that's why it was like, and that's been my connection throughout my whole life. Like, took the kids to go see Noel Gallagher a couple of weeks ago.
I was going to say.
And that is, I'm ingrained.
I followed you on TikTok the other day, and you know how when you follow someone on TikTok and all it shows is the latest videos, all it was is Noel Gallagher.
And that was my daughter. That wasn't even me.
No.
That was my daughter on my shoulders for 1 hour 50 at the Noel Gallagher gig. She was saying, "Oh, can I record this song?" Oh. And she was like, "Live Forever's on." I was like, Yeah, like that. So. I'm just passing her the phone up, and she was like, "Record me," and she was up there for the whole gig. So yeah, it's almost, and this goes back to, and I said it in something recently. Shoes have got to stir your soul, right? And they've got to hit you. They've got to make you want it. That's what I said. And someone clicked it. Shout out to the guy on YouTube and said, "That is just the best little soundbite." I was like, "They've got to make you want it. It's not just about how the product looked. It's how it makes you feel, and it's the rest of it in it." And that's why you all listen to this podcast, because you're into it. So
yeah, it's a good shoe. Like, I can appreciate it 100%. It's a good shoe. It's just not a shoe for me.
Yeah, and that's cool. I think girls will look. So here's my thing. Shoes like this, and like my missus says the same, is I'll put her in some of these because they're in smaller sizes and they look cute.
Yeah.
And girls rock Adidas. I don't care who you are, girls rock Adidas better than guys. So you put these in a pair of size 4s, 5s, you put them on and you're like, wowzers.
Wow. They look cool. Like that with every shoe, though, because you know when you see a guy, it's got like a size 11 Jordan 1. It's like, is that a
I can go
boat?
Swimming in it.
Like,
yeah.
I could sail down the river in it.
So my thoughts are, obviously, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Being completely honest, I like them even more because they're a bit more wearable. So the other two are just white or chalk.
The colour's
whereas
nice.
The colour and the gum so I almost put my other LGs on. And they've just got like a bit mucky around here because that's what happens. And when it's white, even as much as you scrub it, because it's this texture.
You cannot.
It's really hard to get white. You know, I'm using makeup wipes.
Everything.
I'm using baby wipes. You name it, just to try and get it dry. To try and get back to white. Sorry. So
I do like. You know what? One thing I never used to appreciate a gum sole. Never. And as I've got older.
Oh yeah.
I just love them.
I love gum soles.
Yeah, I never used to.
I love gum soles. So that's the first release this week. So you can get it from. Well, all Spezial stockists, mm-hmm. and just go scouting for them as well. £109 for an LG collab. So for me, that's like a good price, because anything around about £100, I think is reasonable. And when you get in what it is, if that says Travis Scott on it for Nike, it's 160, 170. Yeah, if it's a Jordan, it's over 200, mm-hmm. right? So some people do complain about the price, but...
You've put it on the table.
I've already worn them. It's fine. They're, not new shoes.
Oh, I don't need this.
I've already put them on. Being outside, them
okay, right,
shoes.
We're good. We're good.
They're not brand. I just look after my shoes, right?
Okay.
That's fine.
Perfect.
But yeah, shout. So, the usual places: Hip, Seven Star, especially two places. Offspring, another place which people don't realise gets Spezial in. Adidas Confirmed as well. So check out Adidas Confirmed on Friday morning for those. Second thing that is dropping that was on my list, mm-hmm. we have got the, and we've kind of mentioned it before, the big bubble mm-hmm. Air Max ones again in the Obsidian colorway. So the 86 OG Obsidians. Nicole, I'm going to start calling you out Nike Air Max aficionado. What we're saying about...
Right, colorway, I'm obsessed.
Right.
I've got a pair. Right, I'm going to have to show you them. I got them from an outlet, and I think they said sample on them when I bought them. It's a very similar colourway to this, but they've got like a furry swoosh. And I remember wearing them around one of the Nike contacts before when I had a Nike meeting, and they was like, oh, they never released. And I was like, what are they? I don't know what they are to this day, and that's what they remind me of.
Oh, all right, cool.
But it's the big bubble for me. And I try to like them. Like, obviously, the big bubble, that era, is way before my time. So I have, like you say, no nostalgia to it. But we did, earlier this year, we did a Nike Air Max 1 event at Size, the big bubble.
Oh, I didn't get an invite to that.
I'm joking. I'm going to say, I'm sure you came to it.
I don't think I made it.
I'm sure you did. But you didn't come to the event. You came the day before. Was that time? I don't know. Anyway, who knows. But yeah, basically, we did an event, and I tried the shoe on, and I also did Size Down as well.
Right, okay.
And it still just looked big.
Right.
And just like the shape's just a little bit different. Do you know what
I mean?
The bubble is, it's giving like Sports Direct. Do you know like the cheap ones that you get in Sports Direct?
I know what you mean.
That's the vibe I get. Like, I love the shoe, I love the colour. Would I buy them? No. Would I wear them if you gifted them to me? Of course. I love this. Like, I love the red on the front.
Yeah, I love this colourway. So when they did them back in 2017 and we did the anniversary pairs,
mm-hmm.
and first of all the red pair came out, so I got the red pair. I didn't get any of the others actually, but I really like this colourway. I think it's a strong colourway.
It is.
So if you like the Air Max 1s, 87 Big Bubbles, definitely go and have a look at them. They're coming out, I think that's the 8th of September. I think that's this weekend. I'm not 100% sure, but it is definitely this week. And the other one that we kind of stumbled upon was the Air Footscape Woven, right? Because, so... I've got to be honest, right, I pulled out all the releases for this week, and we're going to do a little bit more, like, I think because, as Nicole says, she's got a degree in journalism, so I was like, right, you could take the news feature, so news features with Nicole, and then we're going to share kind of like what the releases are, and I was like, I bet you any money, because I knew what was happening, I foresaw what was going to happen, right,
mm-hmm.
I was going to bring out the LGs, you were going to be like, not really my style, not sure. So I thought, right, if there's something that's coming out that I'm pretty sure Nicole will be all over, that I think never in a million years will you see me in these, then I'll chuck these on as well. So we have got the Nike Footscape Woven, the women colourway, and it kind of looks like...
Giraffe.
Which is that for you, actually? I'm joking. I didn't even line that joke up.
Do you know what?
I didn't even line that joke up.
Short men. Short
men.
You always just come with problems. Right. So, I'm not the biggest fan of the Footscape, just in general.
Right, okay.
Right? It kind of gives me, again, dad vibes.
Okay.
Like, the reason being is I remember starting at Size, and all the older guys at the time would wear them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the OGs, they'd always wear them. So, it almost put it kind of in my head where I was like, don't know if it's for me. Now... I'm looking at the picture right now and I'm planning outfits.
Right, okay.
Like, I love them. I love the colourway. I love, like, how it looks like a giraffe shoe. I just love them. They're so nice. I literally said when you sent them picture of them to me. I was like, they're so
I knew, like, I didn't even need to know your response. I could just tell. I was like, oh my God.
I really do like them. And do you know what? Like, Footscape, the Woven one, they're like a key focus for Nike this season, aren't they? So we're trying to bring them back a little bit.
So obviously, we're just doing it. We started this week, and just a few weeks ago, I can't remember when they dropped. What did you think about the Union Jordan ones with the kind of the woven down the side?
Oh my God, I saw a picture of those weirdly today. I like them. And they're like really like, you don't, do you?
I don't, but that's cool, right?
I like the really pastel-y, those ones.
Yeah.
I love the pastels. I just like them. Maybe I like them. Maybe it means I'm getting older that I like the woven ones now. I just think they're a good summer shoe, but then I feel like you could carry that into autumn. You know,
yeah,
the dark
I can
colours.
See that. I can see. Do you know what? My thing is, I would never wear a pair. Could I see, like, you in them, or, like, Coral, or girls in them?
Yeah.
Of course I could. Like, they would rock these. 100%. They're just not a me shoe. And I get this one's a woman's colourway, but I don't think even the guys' colourways, I think, are the black ones the guys' colourways? I don't actually know, to be honest.
But do you know which ones I said to you are nice? Those green ones.
Right, okay.
I think they're a nice guy colour, because it's like a dark, I don't know if it's a dark blue or a black and a green.
They're just not my kind. If I wore them, if I wore them to an event, if I went to Laces Out in a pair of them, right, people think I'd gone mad.
Probably.
Like, are you insane? Like, what, have you got a bet? Has someone bet you to wear these or something?
Maybe you should buy a pair and we can just see. Get some shots for your Instagram.
Yeah,
I feel like you could style it, you could roll up a cargo, show your sock collection, like have a bit of a contrasting sock.
I'm thinking £165 though, as we scroll up the screen, just to check out.
If anyone wants to gift them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not spending £165.
So, and that was pretty much it for this week on releases. Like, mm-hmm. I scoured through like all the GR stuff, because one of the things I've kind of said it this year, and I'll probably say it towards the end of this year, like when we do the year review, we might get a few people down to mm-hmm. talk about that, get a few more people around the table for that discussion. I feel GR stuff's been really strong. Like, some of the indoor gazelles have been really good. And I know this is like Adidas, but a lot of the Adidas GR stuff has been strong, and some of the stuff that size have been putting out has been really good. And even like, not saying I don't shop in JD, but like when I've gone with the kids, because they're looking at kids' shoes, like, and you look on the wall and some of the handball specials and stuff, some of the colorways are really strong. Mm. Obviously, Sambas have been massive this year.
Oh, God damn.
And they're just the GR releases. I know there's been a few special ones that you can't get hold of, and there's been the Made in Germany ones that were like, I don't know if you saw the Made in Germany ones.
I kind of avoid them, like, since they've blown up.
Yeah, I know, but the quality is just, the leather is incredible. I think it's kangaroo leather. They're just so buttery and just amazing. But unless you're like super geeky, who's gonna know, right? It's just a Samba on your foot.
Do you know what? Like, Samba is the one shoe I do like, but I just kind of feel like how they've been so, like, just every girl wears them now.
It's kind of
like, you know, that Molly Mae jacket that everyone, you won't even know.
Molly Mae?
Like, yeah, how everyone was wearing that Zara jacket. That's what, like, they've become now. Just so, like, everyone.
Is Molly Mae the Love Islander?
Yeah. And she
married
had a jacket.
To the boxer.
Yeah, she had
Tyson
a jacket
Fury's
from Zara
brother.
That every girl
really?
Wore. Wow. And it's good that you've got me on this.
I don't even know. Fashion advice.
Fashion hits.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right. So anyway, that's the end of the releases this week,
mm-hmm.
and kind of the end of the podcast, because we've always kind of said we're going to try to keep it under an hour because it's just long podcasts. No one wants to listen to them. And I've just looked, and I'm like, oh, I don't think we've filled enough time here, and it's now clicking on to 50. I haven't got my glasses on, so I think it says 54 minutes.
It does. Wow.
I know.
And I was worried I wouldn't be able to talk for long enough.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Nicole was like, I'll be a bit nervous. And I get the nerves thing, right? Because from doing YouTube and first doing podcasts and stuff like that. And I was like, it'll be easy. We're just going to talk trainers. And it'll be nice and easy. And hopefully you've enjoyed listening to Nicole. And hopefully.
Don't put any bad comments. because then I won't come back.
Yeah, if you don't want Nicole back on the podcast, just let me know and we'll bin her off somehow. I mean,
get a call. Tess, I'm really busy this week.
Yeah. Tess got binned off. I'm only joking. We love you, Tess, really. We love you, really. But yeah, so thanks for listening, folks. Obviously, tune in. Like I said, we'll be doing it every single week or every single week that's possible, because of our busy work and life schedules. And we will see you next week. Have you got anything else to add?
No, I don't think so. All good.
Oh. Next week, I'm going to prime Nicole up to come up with a phrase of the week for the end. Oh, because that's what we used to do, actually. We used to do like a drop a key word or a key phrasing, and then people had to post it on Instagram. The first person to post it on Instagram just got like a massive shout out in next week's podcast.
All right, let's do it,
so they got right to the end.
Okay, so can you do this first? Because I don't know where we are on the word.
Like, okay, so this week's phrase can be Molly Mae, where's Zara? For no other reason than I still haven't got a clue what it's about, but this has been brought up on this week's podcast. So we're going to leave it there, folks. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.